Jack Poon is not new to Richmond. He has lived here for the past 20 years and always longed to create a space for his fellow Hong Kong migrants to share the common language of food. He opened 852 Kitchen in Vancouver in 2020 and made the dream come alive in Richmond on Canada Day, when he opened a second food store at the intersection of No. 3 and Williams Roads. For those not familiar with Hong Kong, 852 is the international dialing code for the region. Food is the best way to encourage divided groups of Hong Kongers, said Poon, adding that it can unite people. And we could promote Hong Kong through our culinary culture. During a visit by the Richmond News, staff were behind a Hong Kong style, helping you, sign, handing out free, fried sesame cookie balls to guests, which are normally reserved for the Lunar New Year. Poon decided on different Hong Kong food path. Hong Kong style fast eatery, Cha Chan Tang, is booming in Richmond, particularly after the migration from the former British colony in 2020, not long after the China-imposed national security law came into force. However, Poon decided to take a slightly different path, offering frozen dim sum and Hong Kong-style half-ready dishes, Hong Kong-style pineapple buns and pineapple barbecue pork buns, the favorite food of one of his younger customers, Gerald Tat. Gerald came to 852 Kitchen with his mother to join the workshop hosted in the store teaching how to make Hong Kong-style milk tea at home. Michael Wei, a tea blogger and importer of Japanese green tea living in Vancouver, was invited by Poon to promote the unique milk tea culture. I used to make milk tea in the office with three Lipton tea bags. But Michael's formula resembled what I could drink in Cha Chan Tang, said recent migrant Dick Chung, who came with his family and shared his passion for milk tea. Wei skillfully demonstrated the use of a sackcloth bag, resembling a silk stocking after being soaked in blended tea leaves, to deliver milk tea's uniquely smooth and creamy texture. He brought along a tea brewer kettle and thick-walled mug widely used in Cha Chan Tang. I never forget my identity even though I migrated to Vancouver in 1994, added Poon, as his eyes glistened with emotion. I wanted to contribute to preserving our culture and supporting groups that truly help Hong Kongers in the diaspora. According to the 2021 census, 4.7% of the population is self-recognized as Hong Kongers. We noticed over half of our orders are from Richmond, possibly from Chinese customers clustered here, said Poon of his reasons for opening up in Richmond.